This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. When you think of the pantheon of comedic musicians and bands, who comes to mind? Weird Al Yankovic, Tenacious D, The Lonely Island? Well, working their way into that pantheon is a band called Lou Burger. They're based out of Los Angeles and have been big on the internet. They rose to fame in the late 2010s with appearances on America's Got Talent and Bring the Funny, as well as TikTok. They're touring the country for their Lou Burger in Concert show and are making stops in Woodstock, Illinois on November 3rd and Indianapolis, Indiana on November 4th. And joining us now to talk more about the tour are two members of Lou Burger, Keith Habersberger and Alex Lewis. You might also recognize Keith as one of the members of the popular YouTube channel, The Try Guys, and Alex for his appearances in various TV shows, as well as the movies All About Nina and Valley Girl. Keith, Alex, welcome to The 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having us.
So, Keith, I want to start with you because you actually have a connection to Central Illinois. Both you and your wife, Becky, are alums of Illinois State University. You majored in acting and French horn. And so my question to you is, why French horn?
So I actually grew up in Tennessee in a very, very small rural town called Carthage. It had a population of about 2,000 people. And band was really one of the only dedicated performance opportunities there. We didn't have a theater program at the time, and I basically got really into French horn. I loved playing it. It provided a lot of really fun opportunities for me going to music camps and doing like mid-state and all-state type honor bands. And then when I moved to Chicago my senior year of high school, I went to Neco Valley High School and I was in their top band there. They have a kind of bonkers good music program for a high school. And then I went to Illinois State. And at that point, I really only done a little bit of theater and a lot of French horn. And I really loved how beautiful the instrument was. But when I got there, I wanted to express my performative ways in other ways. So I joined the improv mafia at Illinois State University and I did theater there. And I still played French horn. And that obviously made a very busy performance schedule. Eventually, I downsized my French horn major to a minor. But I still play French horn and other brass instruments now on the road with Lou Burger. So I've been able to combine all of those things into something I do now.
You know, and we don't need to spend the entire 15 minutes on the French horn. I was a band kid myself, but it just always impressed me because it is so hard. And for people who may not realize, compared to every other brass instrument and almost any other wind instrument, it is so difficult and challenging. I'm always curious about what makes a kid say, yeah, I want to do the Everest of brass instruments.
You know, they're all hard when you're first starting, so you might not pick the hardest.
Fair enough. All right, Alex, I want to bring you into the conversation now. So how did you all meet, I guess? How did this come together?
Well, Keith and I originally met at a BuzzFeed networking barbecue. We like to say that it networked. We both had music videos that were, both of us were doing comedy music independently. And, we went home after meeting each other at the networking event and saw that these two music videos we had were very, very similar. And, we just kind of figured, oh, we've got very similar senses of humor. We should do this together, you know, join forces as it were. And so we started doing that and we started playing at like little improv shows around town and realized that, you know, we were having some fun, but we were playing with a full band. And, you know, that can be troublesome for a small improv theater. So we, in 2016, met Huey Stonefish, who became our third member. And we added him on because he is very good at playing music in ways that Keith actually is a very, very talented French horn player, obviously, but
you can't sing funny lyrics while you're playing a brass instrument.
Exactly. And so we needed somebody that could both sing and play music better than me and Keith at the same time. So now we've got three great, amazing singers. And I've even picked up the guitar a little more. So I've been playing since I was about 16, but you know, these guys inspired me and now we're all kind of doing our thing. And that's how we met.
Yeah. All right. So I think we need to give listeners a taste of this. And one of the ways that Lueberger first sort of got a big boost in popularity was on NBC's Bring the Funny sort of competition show. Let's listen to a clip. This is something I think all of us can relate to, which is using that little button to make sure you locked the car.
Halfway through a heart transplant, I'm saving this man's life. Suddenly, I cannot remember if I locked my car.
Battling the raging flames, I must save the orphanage. Suddenly, I cannot remember if I locked my car.
Getting out of my car, I turn back and lock my car. Suddenly, I cannot remember if I locked my car.
Running through the hospital,
arriving as fast as possible,
standing in the same spot,
time to see if my car is lockable.
I move the horn,
and yes, it was locked,
but I still hit the lock once more.
Oh, I love it. I got to say, that clip was selected by our producer, Jose, who himself is a maestro of the lock button on the station minivan.
I don't know what it is about everyone who cannot remember if they've locked their car. It's sort of this, you know, it's like a problem every single person has in common. And we obviously wanted to make it more grandiose, but the Huey character in that is, I think, the everyman of just literally you lock it and you're like, did I lock it? I'll lock it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got to say, people seek out the YouTube clip of that because there is French horn and it is epic. What was it like participating in that show and America's Got Talent as well?
So I bring the funny was especially. Oh, you want to take it, Alex? I can take it. We're not next to each other, you know?
Please go ahead.
Bring the Funny was especially great, right? We're performing alongside of a lot of other great comedians. It was a variety comedy competition show. We're performing for Kenan Thompson, Chrissy Teigen, Jeff Foxworthy, all hilarious in different ways and behemoths of their own industries. And that was really, really cool. And also, you know, the ability to go on a stage where you have a little bit more of a NBC competition show budget and you can have crazy costume changes and stuff, but we still produced all of the music for all of the show and did a lot of our own costuming in the early competition rounds as well. But it was just, it was obviously great exposure. It was super fun. America's Got Talent was a very different, I mean, a much bigger exposure, right? It's a much more well-known show, but it was a little more living in a million participants and never knowing what time you were going to go on. It was, I think, a more of a true competition show experience. Still very cool to look at Simon Cowell on a stage. It's kind of like, I think that's become an American dream. That's very bizarre. Terry Crews was as sweet as everyone says he is. And it was a really cool, fun experience. And both of those things really have helped bolster people knowing what we do. And like you said earlier, there's only a handful of comedy bands, musicians out there. We've been able to put our name in the hat for, you know, people worth seeing, I guess. And we have a lot of fun making our music, and being able to put it on huge stages is always the best.
Yeah. Alex, anything you want to add there about looking deep into the eyes and soul of Simon Cowell? I imagine that's a frightening experience as well as exhilarating.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying. You know, you look into his eyes and you just see the exact reflection of all the bad parts of yourself. It was you know, one thing about Lueberger in general that I think has just, you know, that we love as a group is getting to sort of come up with a caper around putting an act together. So, you know, I mean, and that sort of shows, I think, in the sense that we brought a whole musical off Broadway. Like we love the opportunity to just get together and put on a show of something. And like, you know, before we went on AGT, we spent a weekend in a cabin in, what was it, Temecula, Keith?
Temecula, which is a south of LA. It's a desert wine country, which sounds confusing, but that's what it is.
We literally spent the weekend there, like in wine country, just like going over that act on America's Got Talent. And like, I just remember us having so much fun going over that stupid Terry Crews song over and over again. Like, we, you know, we were in this Airbnb and we like, okay, maybe if we had these giant like Terry Crews flags, like just all these ideas flowing. So that's one of my favorite parts of working with Lou Berger, and certainly when we get to do big events like that, you know, it's fun to imagine these like grandiose things in these tiny little spaces beforehand, like in a cabin in Temecula even.
Yeah. All right. Only about 4 minutes left in our time together. I want to play another clip because you all are known for TikTok videos. This started on TikTok. It made its way to YouTube in an expanded version. It's one of your biggest hits so far. It's called White People Taco Night. Let's listen to a short clip of that.
And we like lettuce and we like cheese, we like and cheese. We like tomatoes and sour cream, and we like to pretend we work at Taco Bell, but nobody wants to work at Taco Bell. We got our thanks to give to the grocery store.
All right, I'm gonna fade it there for the sake of time. Keith, can you talk about the genesis of that song?
It was totally an accident. I was literally singing it to myself one morning because the night before I had had, you know, the crunchy taco experience that we make at home, and it was something I realized that every single person has this dinner exactly the same way. Like, it has become as common as spaghetti and meatballs, but it has this revelry about it. Like, everyone always gets excited about it, parents and kids alike. And I had had it the night before, and I was joking, and for whatever reason I called it White People Taco Night, and was singing it to myself. I sang it on a Try Guys podcast, and the sound of that, just like maybe 10 seconds of the song, I hadn't made the rest of the song yet, someone took that sound, put it on TikTok, and it kind of exploded. And we were like, great, that's hilarious. Something we didn't mean to write has become huge and almost literally bigger than us. It truly is the most viral, capital V viral thing I think we've made. So we quickly produced a full version of the song and put it out there, and it also got tons and tons of traction on TikTok, and people like Lizzo were doing covers of it. So many people were doing this and playing with the sound on TikTok. So it was very, very cool. Now when we perform this song in live shows, there's many people who are like, you guys wrote that song? Because it's bigger than us. White People Taco Night, you know, it's a movement, it's a feeling, and it's bigger than us. I love that we get to sing it. When we sing it, we throw tortillas into the crowd. It's sort of this really over the top song about a very, very simple thing, which is a lot of what Lou Berger songs are. It's taking a common experience and blowing it up to sort of Broadway-esque proportions. When we did our off-Broadway show, that in that song we had guests come in, and Alex Brightman sang it with us, Rob McClure, all these other behemoths of the industry came and sang that song and threw tortillas at the audience, which is really a dream. It is so much fun to throw food into the audience and have them want that.
Well, if you would like to catch a tortilla and to catch Lou Berger in concert, you can do so in Woodstock, Illinois, November 3rd, and Indianapolis on November 4th. We have been talking with Alex Lewis and Keith Habersberger of Lou Berger. Thank you both so much for being with us. We didn't even get to talk about Try Guys and so many other things. I hope we can chat again someday in the future, but thank you for being here today.
Hey,
thanks for having us. We have a lot more French horn to talk about as well.
Absolutely. We're going to go deep, a full hour with Lou Berger on the French horn someday. That's the dream. All right, that is it for our program today. We'd love to hear what you think, what we've been talking about, whether it's today's show or any topic in the recent past. You can leave a voicemail anytime, day or night. 217-300-2121 is the number for that. 217-300-2121. We'll also be sharing some of your responses on air from time to time. You can find our number, our email address, every other way to contact us on our website, which is 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can find a link to subscribe to our podcast or Just look us up on Apple or Spotify or Overcast or wherever you listen. Search for The 21st Show. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Again, if you're going to be in the Quad Cities this weekend, come by the Day of the Dead parade and the special version of the Mercado on 5th. Say hello. We will see you there. And that is it for us today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.